local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
70 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios as we kickstart this Friday morning. Got big weekend plans? Well, Dr. Bill will tell you what you can expect weather-wise. The whole crew is here. We're going to kick off this morning with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to our Friday morning so far. A couple hit runs we've had have been moved out of the roadways. Quiet so far across the Bayway and the Causeway from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers now are checking in accident-free. From Pritchard to Sarah Land, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore, we've got accident-free conditions so far on the way in. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. They offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants. Text not included.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home, so protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Remington College Mobile Campus is offering salon services for dads to celebrate Father's Day through the month of June. Treat yourself to one salon service and receive another of equal or lesser value free. Services include haircuts, wrap and thermal style, shampoo and style, hair color and lightening, manicures, pedicures, and more. The salon is at 4368 Downtown or Loop South, open 10 to 2 weekdays. For more, visit remingtoncollege.edu or call 342-4848 for an appointment.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
608, this is FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news of the morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, good morning TGIF. 608 on your Friday morning. Right now a teenager is missing this morning and Florida authorities need your help. The Walton County Sheriff's Office right now working to find 16-year-old Xavier Khalid after he ran away from a home on Mallet Bayou Road in Freeport, Florida. He was last seen at 10:30 p.m. Five days ago. Social media may have played a role as authorities believe he made a connection with his friends via Instagram to link up maybe somewhere in the Navarre area or possibly the Cantonment area. This young man is described as a Hispanic male, about 5 feet seven, 165 pounds, brown hair, and blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a Foley football compression shirt. So that's one of those tight-fitting shirts, blue jeans, and he had a yellow bag. Anyone with information, you are urged to contact either 850-892-8186. That's the Walton County Sheriff's Office. Or you can remain anonymous and call the Emerald Coast Crime Stoppers at 850-863-TIPS. T-I-P-S. A Mobile woman has been arrested after being charged with brutally attacking a man who was just trying to do his job, 26-year-old Raven Yates. She was tracked down in Texas based on numerous warrants wanted for her arrest. Mobile police say she attacked a man trying to repossess her vehicle last March. She was arrested in Texas during a routine traffic stop. Police say Yates left the port city once those warrants were issued. You see, 3 months ago, police report that Yates and Keith Hill attacked the man as he came to retrieve the vehicle. Yates is accused of slashing the man with a box cutter and assaulting him with a rubber mallet. She is charged with 2 counts of robbery, first degree, 2 counts of assault, second degree, and unlawful breaking and entering into a motor vehicle. As for Hill, he was not arrested. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 6:11 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up in sports, we have a new NHL Stanley Cup champion. Also, Justify trying to complete the Triple Crown tomorrow, and Terrell Owens declining an invitation to his very own Hall of Fame induction ceremony. All that and more. We have weather, we have traffic, we have news, all coming up right next on it on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California!
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Fee. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and on our Facebook. Local business, local winners from your local hometown radio station. The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A helicopter that crash landed in the water off Fort Morgan Thursday afternoon was removed around 10 o'clock last night. The pilot was flying from Destin to Baton Rouge when something went wrong. Swimmers in the water managed to get out of the way in time, and no one was hurt.
Dropped down about 20, 30 feet, another 50 feet, and all of a sudden he just started hovering right there. Probably about 20 or 30 feet off of water and just, bam, sat it right down.
Police say they know who shot and killed a man on St. Stephen's Road Tuesday night, but they have not filed charges. That will be up to a grand jury. The victim in the case is 23-year-old Gerald Morris. He was shot in his head. A state representative from North Alabama has pleaded not guilty to federal charges involving an alleged medical kickback scheme. State Representative Ed Henry of Hartselle is accused of defrauding Medicare and money laundering in connection with the Montgomery Pain Clinic. The charges do not involve his work as a lawmaker. Henry led the movement to impeach former Governor Robert Bentley. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you. Pinebrook Shopping Center at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning. It's a quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Capitals are the Stanley Cup champions. Washington scored twice in the third period to defeat the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3 and win the 2018 NHL Stanley Cup Final 4-1. Alexander Ovechkin has been the face of the franchise for 14 years since he was drafted first overall in the 2004 draft. Ovi scored the second goal of the game on a power play to stretch his scoring streak to 6 games and was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy following the game. The Conn Smythe Trophy is given to the MVP of the NHL playoffs. The Knights scored 3 total goals in the second period to take a 1-goal lead entering the final period, but Devontae Smith-Pelly scored a tying goal for the Capitals nearly halfway through the third, and Lars Eller scored the game winner just minutes later.
Lucas Pisa to take that, and he gave it up there, and it's fed back on for Connolly. Save, driven, score! It's Eller! It's 4-3 Capitals!
Washington winger and Team USA Olympic hero TJ Oshie dedicated the win to his father, who was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
My dad's here in the crowd. He's diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And he doesn't remember a lot of stuff, but you bet your ass is gonna remember this one.
What a powerful, powerful interview there. Washington's championship is the first for any team in the nation's capital since 1992. The Mobile Bay Bears scored 2 runs in the 9th inning to defeat the Chattanooga Lookouts 9-7 in the World Series finale on Thursday. With 2 outs on the scoreboard, Zach Houchins came to the plate in the 9th and drove in those 2 runs on a single. Houchins had 3 hits on the night and 4 RBI, even hitting a solo home run in the 3rd inning. The Bay Bears won 4 of the 5 games played in Chattanooga and are 6-2, all on the road to begin the month of June. Tonight, Mobile begins a 5-game homestand at the Hank. They'll take on the Jackson Generals at 7 p.m.
I was just listening and saying that's going to be a great game. I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, me neither. I'm looking forward to it. And they're back home. It's been at least 2 weeks since they've been in Mobile.
Homestand means good eating and good baseball.
I'm going to be there at least a couple times this weekend. In NFL news, NFL Hall of Fame inductee Terrell Owens announced that he will not attend his Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton, Ohio this August. The former Benjamin Russell High School athlete from Alexander City released a prepared statement on Thursday announcing his decision, saying, "After visiting Canton earlier this year, I came to the realization that I wish to celebrate what will be one of the most memorable days of my life elsewhere." Owens is second to only Jerry Rice in NFL all-time receiving yards, and he's 3rd on the all-time touchdowns receiving list, but was not voted into the Hall in his first 2 years of eligibility. Many voters based their reasoning on Owens' reputation as being a poor team player and negative presence in the locker room. Owens played 15 seasons for 5 teams, most notably the San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles, and the Dallas Cowboys. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony, slated for July 29th in Canton. ESPN's Field Yates reported Thursday that New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is facing a 4-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. It's the first time Edelman's tested positive, and according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, he is appealing the suspension. Edelman suffered an ACL injury last preseason and did not play the entire 2017 regular season. Tomorrow night, Justify will try to win at Belmont Downs to become the 13th racehorse in history to sweep the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes to win the Triple Crown. American Pharoah is the latest to win the Triple Crown 3 years ago, but before that, it had been 37 years since the feat was accomplished. Justify is the heavy favorite going into Saturday at 4-5 odds. Hofburg has the 2nd-best odds at 9-2, followed by Bravazo and Vino Rosso. Post time set for tomorrow at 5:37 p.m. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6945. 48.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise and this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Enjoy live theater this month with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday performances of Ragtime at the Joe Jefferson Playhouse. This compelling epic captures the American experience at the turn of the 20th century in New York. Ragtime tracks three families in pursuit of the American dream, confronting the experiences of wealth and poverty, freedom and prejudice, hope and despair. 7:30 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 2 p.m. Sundays through June 17th. JJP, 11 South Garland, just off Dauphin near Murphy High School.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great ride from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are telling us accident-free conditions. A good ride again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, no delays. Market in the Park is back tomorrow and every Saturday through the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, flowers, and soaps, and so much more. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. We have finally arrived. More from Dr. Bill with our forecast just about 12 minutes from right now. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. A big thank you to Trey, who sent me a text, I guess it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, Trey Bennett sent me that text and said, hey, by the way, you know how you had your 9-year anniversary? He said, we're fixing to have our 10-year anniversary right here.
He one-upped you.
Yeah, he did. He winner. So, listen, I'm happy to tell you it's 10 years for 1-800-GOT-JUNK in our area. More details on the way, but you can experience what I've been talking about for 9 years when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and set that appointment.
And if you want to get them a 10th-year anniversary gift, make sure they know that it's not junk. You don't want them to take that away and do away with it. Let them know it's a gift.
Well, you know, the nice thing is when they show up, you can say, this stuff needs to go to junk, and this stuff I want to donate. Mm-hmm. You know how I've talked to in the past that they'll take stuff to a charity for you as well, stuff you physically can't move or don't have the vehicle space to move. Maybe you have like your gift item and say, that stuff goes to junk, and this is for you. I'm going to donate it to you. Trey Bennett, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, local franchisee. Real easy to set that appointment time, get them at your house, your business. You want to get a house cleaned up, you got to get on the market, outside of a house, under a house, in an attic. You got junk, you want it gone. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 6:23, time to talk headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. We have an update on that grenade scare at Houston Hobby International Airport yesterday. It's a story we brought you as breaking news. Around 4:30 a.m. on Thursday, TSA noticed the object. They cleared the screening area, and hundreds of people were evacuated. This morning, we now know, according to the AP, that was a 17-year-old Boy Scout who packed a toy grenade in his carry-on bag, which ignited the scare. Yes, he could face a federal fine. At this hour, still unclear as to why the teenager had the novelty grenade in his bag. Houston police say the state will not charge him, but again, he could face a federal fine. More than a dozen flights were impacted, with delays topping the 1 hour or more mark. The explosive scare occurred only one day after police detained a, quote, impatient passenger whose comments about explosives in a bag at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport. That happened there. They say the unidentified passenger's inappropriate comment prompted a bomb squad to close the international terminal for nearly 1 hour. The episode creating a backload of more than 1,000 people waiting to go through security. So there's a list, and so usually I do two headlines, but I'm gonna stretch this out to one, because TSA has a What Can I Bring website. So if you're not quite sure before you're packing, because many of us, you know, you're going to take a trip. You want to know what you can bring.
Right,
they have a
right.
checklist. And okay. I know you're the kid of a flight attendant, so you are very well aware of this.
I think everybody, when we go through, there's probably some of these things that are detailed and nuanced enough, we wouldn't, and none of us would get them. But some of them, like, don't carry on nunchucks and throwing stars.
You get what I have?
I'm like, really? Well, okay. Who'd have known?
Jackie Chan included.
That's right.
Okay, so there's the 3-1-1 liquids rule, okay? Liquids, gels, and aerosols packed into a carry-on must follow the 3-1-1 liquids rule. 3.4 ounces or less per container. 1 quart size clear plastic zip top bag. All liquids must fit in a bag and 1 bag per person. 3-1-1.
Okay.
Okay, how about that? Let me see. Firearms. Those are only allowed in checked baggage, and they must be unloaded, placed in a locked, hard-sided container, and declared to your airline. Pack items in layers. That's a really good idea. Pack large electronics on top of the layering that you've just done, because when you go through carry-on, they need to be able to access that.
Yeah, they're going to look at it. So just understand they're going to open it up sometimes and look at it.
Wear easily removable shoes. They actually have to put this on the list.
Yeah.
And give yourself enough time to arrive at the airport. Okay. Ensure your pockets are empty of keys, tissues, currency, wallets, cell phones, and remove your bulky jewelry. Remove your shoes, place them directly on the X-ray belt, and e-readers, handheld game consoles, laptops, tablets, all those will be checked. Be sure to just check this list, www.tsa.gov, so that you don't inconvenience your family or maybe thousands of others like these people have. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, so if I'm going to wear boots, like some knee-high leather logging boots that lace the whole way up, you're saying that's not probably the best choice?
Well, no, not if you're trying to catch the first flight of the day and be the first person in line.
Oh, logging boots, not stripper boots.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends.
Oh,
I mean,
it's Friday.
For the missus, missus might have the stripper boots. I'll wear the logging boots, and we'll both show up with those. Oh, we got to take these off. And one thing you could do, obviously people would travel a bunch, get the TSA pre-clearance.
That's
and
like
it's
the
a,
best thing.
Yeah, and I tell you why it's the best thing, because my parents do that, and we'll show up somewhere traveling as a family.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad have long since eaten breakfast and are sitting at the gate and having a big time, have finished, you know, my dad's finished half a crossword puzzle, and here my wife and I and the kids show up about half an hour later and say, yeah, we just got through.
I know there's a method to how you're able to be one of those passengers, and it's happened to me a couple times. I don't know how I qualify, but I surely was enjoying just the perks of that. But
yeah, pre-clearance, y'all.
Sometimes payback comes later in the food court.
For sure. I mean, you see them at Mobile, you know, because you have that glass as they go down the jetway or they go down the terminal, and you're standing there, or there they go. There go mom and dad, and there's the rest of us waiting around to see what might happen.
Don't bring a toy grenade. You'll be good.
Word to the wise. Duly noted.
Or a real one.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Then there's that.
There's a good point. Dr. Bill's got our forecast, and we check in with News 5 next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A volunteer firefighter from Fairhope is in jail this morning, accused of trying to have sex with someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl. The arrest was part of a larger sex sting in Northwest Florida. 21-year-old Aaron Green used the Kick app to communicate with a person who turned out to be an undercover investigator. The Fairhope volunteer fire chief will hold a press conference this morning. A Mobile police chase ends in a crash on Azalea Road in Mobile last night. Police say the chase started at Knollwood Drive and Greelot Road. The car was stolen from Biola Battery. One of the four suspects in the stolen car was taken to the hospital with injuries. The people in the second car declined treatment. Pensacola police now say they are looking for a late model white Dodge Challenger with damage to the driver's side and also missing the driver's side mirror. The vehicle was involved in a deadly hit and run in Pensacola Wednesday night. An 8-month-old baby and an adult were killed as they tried to cross the street. A $3,000 reward is being offered. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Plan a visit to the West End Beach at Dauphin Island. There's lots going on this weekend. After a day of fun in the sun and water, at dusk Friday evening, the West End Beach free movie is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. And Sunday at 6 p.m., the Mo Jazz Band entertains. Snack vendors will be on hand. No glass, no pets, no grills. Bring yourself your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. So don't wait. Come on down to Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Aloha! It's me, Mr. World. Just putting on some sunscreen and hanging out at the beach. You know, in my super stylish designer sunglasses from Eyeglass World. Eyeglass World has all kinds of designer sunglasses. I got two pairs for hundreds less than I expected, which means when you go to Eyeglass World, you won't need to borrow any of my sunscreen, because you're definitely not going to get burned.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses.
The host of CNN's Parts Unknown, Chef Anthony Bourdain, is dead. Correspondent Brian Stelter.
Anthony was found dead this morning in his hotel room in France. He had hung himself in his hotel room.
Bourdain was 61. President Trump is on his way to the G7 summit in Canada, but correspondent Boris Sanchez reports the president plans to leave tomorrow morning.
Despite assurances from some in the administration that President Trump is eager to attend the G7, the administration announcing late last night that the president was cutting his trip short, not attending a number of sessions on climate change and the environment.
Next week, another summit. Trump's meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. President Trump says he's had no need to extensively prepare, but the outcome will hinge on attitude.
Trump goes into this, talking a big game, but the critics say Kim will never fully give up his nuclear weapons program.
Correspondent Anna Koren. Right now on Wall Street, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ futures are higher. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Shares of McDonald's rose more than 2% on word the Golden Arches would be streamlining its corporate structure and laying off more workers, part of a plan to reduce expenses by $500 million by the end of 2019. Macy's is going after outlet shoppers. The Street quotes Macy's CEO Jeff Gennette saying sales at Macy's stores with an off-price Backstage outlet are seeing a sales lift of 7%. So with 60 stores currently operating Backstage outlets, the plans to have 160 by the end of the year. Think fast. How much do you need to save for retirement? Most of us, 61%, haven't a clue. But among those who are guessing, the median amount is $650,000. That's all in a new survey from Bankrate.com. Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft retreated from all-time highs, taking the NASDAQ 54 points lower too by the end of the day. Energy companies moved higher along with oil prices, lifting the Dow 95 points. The S&P dipped almost 2. Futures are pointed to a slightly lower open. That's your money now.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 635 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. We've made it to Friday. And, you know, yesterday felt, I mean, it's hot, but it felt drier than it had earlier in the week. Is that going to continue or is it back to normal?
Yeah, well, for another day. That is for today. In fact, yesterday the humidity during the mid-afternoon hours was around 38%.
Wow.
So, that's a good combination when you start getting those readings into the 90s. In fact, yesterday we get up to 93 degrees. Today, very similar to yesterday, but there is a slight chance that we could see a thunderstorm develop this afternoon. I expect plenty of sunshine and a high around 92, perhaps making it to 93 degrees. Now, tonight, a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm. Low tonight will be around 70. And then for the weekend, a gradual increase in moisture and humidity. And as a result, we've got a pretty good chance for some afternoon thunderstorm activity. So for Saturday, mostly sunny, but with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, high in the low 90s. And then again on Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, but then in the afternoon, scattered thunderstorms developing. And the high on Sunday, around 90 degrees. After that, Monday and Tuesday of next week, it's back to humid weather again with afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 to 92 degrees. So enjoy the dry weather at least one more day, and that is today, and then the humidity will be increasing over the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check in next hour for the weekend weather scale.
I'll be ready.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 637. We are in just a second bringing the latest on the news this morning that celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain found dead in his hotel room in France. Details coming up in headlines with Kelly Finley.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in his car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey.
Bill, stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a great ride so far across the Bayway, and a few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways. Spring Hill, Moffitt, Dolphin, and Airport 65 looking good from Schillinger, Three Knots, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Along I-10 from Range Line Road to the 65 split, no problems. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in only 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
638 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Yeah, and we're going to share this headline. Very sad news in the world of entertainment as CNN's Anthony Bourdain has found dead this morning, 61 years old, over in France. He was there. One of his partners, unfortunately, located him inside of his hotel room. This is just a very sad story that's developing. And, of course, this is the second suicide this week of a well-known person, Kate Spade, taking her own life earlier this week, leaving behind a husband and a 13-year-old child. CNN confirmed his death today, saying the cause of death was suicide, saying, quote, "It is with extraordinary sadness we can confirm the death of our friend and colleague, Anthony Bourdain. His love of great adventure, new friends, fine food and drink, and the remarkable stories of the world made him a unique storyteller. His talents never cease to amaze us, and we will miss him very much. Our thoughts and prayers are with his daughter and family at this incredibly difficult time." Gosh, that's it's one of those stories when you hear about it, you're like, wow. You know, you think you know people through the airwaves. Right, you think they look happy. There's something so much deeper here.
Yeah. And there'll be a lot more discussion about this today, I'm sure, and a discussion of mental health issues, like we always discuss, whether it be somebody who commits violence against others, or in this case, thank goodness, somebody who doesn't, but they take their own life, and it's an issue for famous people and not famous people all over our country.
Well said. He was in France working on an upcoming episode of his award-winning CNN series, Parts Unknown. His close friend, Eric Ripert, the French chef, found him unresponsive in his hotel room. So just a very sad story. I do want to show, because of course, you know, on social media, you're able to get instant updates. A reporter tweeted this out, and it's so very important. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted friend or call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That number is 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. If you're just joining us, CNN's Anthony Bourdain found dead at the age of 61. A quick local headline to tell you about is Mobile Police need your help to keep our streets safe as two teenagers, both armed and dangerous, are out on the streets. According to authorities, they held up a local dollar store and they threatened to kill an elderly customer. 19-year-old Devontae Tower and 19-year-old Contravion Timms, this is who police are looking for. They held up a dollar store on Stanton Road back in May. Yes, they took the money from the elderly man, then they forced him to go to the back of the store. That's where the safe was located. They forced him to lay on the floor, and they said if he moved that they would shoot him. The teens left the store. They've been on the run since. Thankfully, the elderly man was not injured. But these teenagers may still be in the Mobile area. Once they're captured, because we have the hardest working police force, once they're captured, they will be charged with first-degree robbery and kidnapping. Call 251-208-7000 if you have information. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I want to add on to this, and we'll get more on this story, but oddly enough, story trended this morning, suicide rates here in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control, I'd say they're up 30% in our country since 1999. Suicide rates are up by 30% since 99, according to federal health officials. They released this report yesterday afternoon, and only about half the people who died by suicide had a known mental health condition. So we'll talk more about this coming up in just a little bit. 6:42, we'll be right back.
Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Designer suits by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more are buy one, get one half off. Slim fit, modern fit, and traditional fit suits start as low as $2 for $200. Is it hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card and let him do the choosing. Planning a summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rentals starting from $69.95. For the largest selection and best service, shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-73.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Saturday, June 16th, Father's Day weekend. The Mystic Striper 16th Annual Family Fishing Rodeo is on, benefiting the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, and you don't even have to fish to win. You do have to have a ticket. Adults are $25. Kids 12 and under are only $10. Every kid that weighs a fish gets a specialized medallion. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shop. Find out more and buy your tickets at MSSRodeo.com and like us on Facebook.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A helicopter that crash landed in the water off Fort Morgan Thursday afternoon was removed around 10 o'clock last night. The pilot was flying from Destin to Baton Rouge when something went wrong. Swimmers in the water managed to get out of the way in time and no one was hurt.
Dropped down about 20, 30 feet, another 50 feet, and all of a sudden he just started hovering right there. Probably about 20 or 30 feet off of water and just bam, sat it right down.
Police say they know who shot and killed a man on St. Stephen's Road Tuesday night, but they have not filed charges. That will be up to a grand jury. The victim in the case is 23-year-old Gerald Morris. He was shot in his head. A state representative from North Alabama has pleaded not guilty to federal charges involving an alleged medical kickback scheme. State Representative Ed Henry of Hartselle is accused of defrauding Medicare and money laundering in connection with the Montgomery Pain Clinic. The charges do not involve his work as a lawmaker. Henry led the movement to impeach former Governor Robert Bentley. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Home protection means feeling safe and secure. That's why the Alabama Electronic Security Board of Licensure created a special website where you can check to see if your home security company is licensed in our state. Check before you hire a new provider. And if they come door to door, never feel pressured. Check their license for your security at licensedsecurity.org. This message brought to you by the Alabama Electronic Security Board of Licensure and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
Good morning, quarter after six on FM Talk, or quarter till seven on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Capitals are the Stanley Cup champions. Washington scored twice in the third period last night to defeat the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3 and win the 2018 NHL Stanley Cup Final 4-1. Alexander Ovechkin has been the face of the franchise for 14 years since he was drafted first overall in the 2004 draft. Ovi scored the second goal of the game on a power play to stretch his scoring streak to 6 games and was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy following the game. Conn Smythe Trophy's given to the MVP of the NHL playoffs. The Knights scored 3 total goals in the second period to take a 1-goal lead entering the final period, but Devontae Smith-Pelly scored a tying goal for the Capitals nearly halfway through the third, and Lars Eller scored the game winner just minutes later.
Pass is picked up and carried up by Kempney. Kempney able to pop it back in. Lucas Pisa to take that, and he gave it up there, and it's fed back on for Connolly. Save! Ribbon! Score!
A call from Doc Emmerich on NBC. Washington winger and Team USA Olympic hero T.J. Oshie dedicated the win to his father, who was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
My dad's here in the crowd. He's diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and he doesn't remember a lot of stuff, but you bet your ass is going to remember this one.
Washington's championship is the first for any team in the nation's capital since 1992. The Mobile Bay Bears scored 2 runs in the 9th inning to defeat the Chattanooga Lookouts 9-7 in the Road Series finale on Thursday. With 2 outs on the scoreboard, Zach Houchins came to the plate in the 9th and drove in those 2 runs on a single. Houchins had 3 hits on the night and 4 RBI, even hitting a solo home run in the 3rd inning. The Bay Bears won 4 of the 5 games played in Chattanooga and are 6-2, all on the road to begin the month of June. Tonight, Mobile begins a 5-game homestand at the Hank. They'll take on the Jackson Generals at 7 p.m. In NFL news, NFL Hall of Fame inductee Terrell Owens announced that he will not attend his Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton, Ohio this July. The former Benjamin Russell High School athlete from Alexander City released a prepared statement on Thursday announcing his decision, saying, quote, "After visiting Canton earlier this year, I came to the realization that I wish to celebrate what will be one of the most memorable days of my life elsewhere." Owens is second to only Jerry Rice in NFL all-time receiving yards, and he's 3rd on the all-time touchdowns receiving list, but was not voted into the Hall in his first 2 years of eligibility. Many voters based their reasoning on Owens' reputation as being a poor team player and negative presence in the locker room. Owens played 15 seasons for 5 teams, most notably the San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles, and the Dallas Cowboys. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony is slated for July 29th in Canton. ESPN's Field Yates reported Thursday that New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is facing a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. It's the first time Edelman's tested positive, and according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, he is appealing the suspension. On the PGA Tour, Seamus Power leads at 5-under par following the first round of the 2018 FedEx St. Jude Classic. The 31-year-old Irishman has a one-shot lead over a group of 10 players who are tied for second. Round two begins this morning. Tomorrow night, Justify will try to win at Belmont Downs to become the 13th racehorse in history to sweep the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes to win the Triple Crown. American Pharoah is the latest to win the Triple Crown 3 years ago, but before that, it had been 37 years since that feat was accomplished. Post time set for tomorrow night at 5:37. 10 till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio with me, and let's talk about some pre-emerge. That's what y'all have done to turn, one of the things y'all have done to turn my yard around.
Right. You know, preventative measures are always more beneficial. If we can get out in front of weeds and get a pre-emergent down, that's always going to be helpful.
Instead of trying to kill them down the road, that never happens.
That's right. It's much easier to try to prevent something before it happens.
All right. So y'all are coming out this time of year and putting pre-emergents in yards.
That's what we're doing now. And really, our program, we're trying to put down a pre-emergent all throughout the year because weed seeds germinate different times.
I tell you what we've seen in our yard with y'all doing the pre-emergent, the grass has taken back over places that used to be the domain of weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. So if we can keep the weeds at bay long enough to grow in good, healthy grass, that's going to be the best method.
So you're always learning something with Sid. If we want you to come out, look at our place, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us online, sextonlandscapes.com, or we're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center right in front of Dolphin Way Baptist Church, we've got an action off of Dolphin at 65 and moving out of the roadway. Watch your speed through there. Officers are on the scene. Still looks good as you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Highway 90, Theodore Dawes Road, Range Line Road, and Schillinger near Three Notch. We do have some radar in the area. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale offers so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better pricing with quicker estimates and installation, too. Call 989-9911 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
6:52, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday morning. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. TGIF. The subject of the Alabama auto industry reaching our nation's capital, as Senator Doug Jones says, President Trump's and the fact that he's considering 25% tariffs on imported automobiles could be, quote, devastating, and that auto manufacturers here in Alabama are, quote, very concerned about the effect the tariffs could have on prices, production, and jobs. Jones says, quote, this proposal is going to hurt Alabama, plain and simple. Senator Richard Shelby said, quote, trade is obviously a two-way street, and we encourage fair trade between all countries. However, trade is also a double-edged sword if you impose too many tariffs. I believe that rather than imposing more tariffs, we should go back to the drawing board to renegotiate our trade agreement to make them fair and equitable to the American worker. Canada, Mexico, and the European Union are now subject to a 20% 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum. They retaliated with tariffs on a number of U.S. goods, Brazil, Argentina, and Australia. They've agreed to limit steel exports to the U.S. to avoid tariffs. Now, you may be wondering, like, okay, why should I care? Because here's why. Even though vehicles are being made in Alabama, there are parts that are manufactured abroad and subject to the tariffs, which could mean you're going to pay more for that same vehicle. Of course, we know we have Mercedes-Benz, Hyundai, and Mazda Toyota. So Senator Jones, he signed his name along with others in a letter to the U.S. Commerce Secretary urging the administration to reconsider these tariffs. He said there's a broad support for some action regarding the tariffs among both parties. So we will keep you posted on how this will and could impact you if all movements look to go the way they are stacking up. And closer to home, we now know the name of a recent homicide victim, 23-year-old Gerald Morris. Mobile County Grand Jury will now decide if charges should be filed in this case. On Tuesday, police responded to St. Stephen's Road at St. Stephen's Court in reference to a person shot, and that's where they found the male victim with a gunshot wound. Investigators are determining whether or not the victim knew the person who shot him, but the shooter has not been charged. So this case will be presented to a grand jury to decide if charges will be filed. We will keep you posted on any new updates. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And going back to that story, there are several stories with stats out for the Centers for Disease Control about suicide rates in the country. And these posted up before we found out the news of Anthony Bourdain. These were on the heels of the suicide of Kate Spade, as you mentioned earlier, saying the suicide rates in our country have risen by, y'all, this is significant. This is not like nuanced blips in rates. You know, sometimes we'll say, well, something's happened, and you're like, gosh, that could be within the margin of error. But if these stats are correct, this is serious. 30% increase from 1999 through now. They said only about half the people who died by suicide had a known mental health condition, even though depression had thought to be a major cause of suicide. While many cases of mental illness have not been diagnosed, the CDC also noticed that relationship stress, financial troubles, and substance abuse were contributing to the trends. They said from 1995 to 2015, suicide rates increased among both sexes, all racial ethnic groups, and all urbanization levels. The suicide of fashion designer Kate Spade, who died this week at age 55, is capturing headlines, but they want to point out that there's lots of people out there in this country that are at risk. Middle-aged adults. Now, this is something, you know, we always think about suicide in teenagers and those age groups. It says middle-aged adults had the largest number of suicides and a particularly high increase in suicide rates. Obviously, these are disturbing findings. The Centers for Disease Control team found almost no group is exempt from the rise in suicide rates except for people age 75 and older. Nearly 45,000 people died by suicide in 2016, that according to the CDC. Suicide rates have increased in every state since 1999, with the exception of Nevada, because Nevada already had one of the highest suicide rates in the country. They go on to say they may be in part these stats because it's so hard to get mental health care these days. Look at this, but when you start seeing 30% increase in 99 to 2015, this is definitely something we got to pay attention to.
And with all the other causes of death kind of lowering with the advancements in science, suicide one of the only, if not the only, that's rising.
1-800-273-8255.
Yeah, we'll post that up.
Prevention Lifeline.